Welcome, welcome. Come on in to the Ellen K. After Show. This is the show we do after the show. It's our podcast.
The Ellen K. After Show.
Ryan, I know your heart is thumping fast.
It is racing out of my chest. As a lifelong wrestling fan, I went to my first WWE event at the age of 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
I've been hooked ever since. In fact, I got you involved. You and your son and your husband and I, we all went to Staples to see an event.
We're all about it. I used to judge and go, huh, I don't understand. But now I do. And I understand the depth of the feeling that goes into WWE. And the Flair Dynasty is a big part of that.
That's right.
So, Charlotte Flair.
Hi.
Thank you so much. All right. She is one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, the most decorated woman in WWE history, 13 titles, a second-generation superstar, the daughter of the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Charlotte Flair on with us now. Thank you for coming on.
No, thanks for having me.
So, wow, Charlotte, you guys really shook up the sports world over the holiday weekend. For anyone here in LA who may have missed the announcement, please do the honors.
We will be headed to LA for WrestleMania, our biggest show of the year, our Super Bowl, in, well, I guess you could say officially 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Officially in 3 years. How hard has it been for all of you to perform in front of virtual fans for almost a year?
Well, I think every industry is struggling with how to make it work. But I think as a performer, it really shouldn't be something negative you think about every day. It's like, well, how do I come out of this a better performer? Mm. And how do I entertain the fans at home and allow them to forget that there isn't a live audience? So it's just growing in the situation instead of looking at it as a detriment.
Love that attitude.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. It's great seeing your dad back on TV too and looking so healthy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put him back in timeout.
Back in timeout. But really, though, what a bounce back Rick has had. I mean, he shared a video on his Instagram the other day. I'm sure you saw it, where, you know, he spliced together the footage of him in the hospital and then him coming out on Monday Night Raw. And it's just remarkable to see those two back to back like that.
Yeah, no, I was there for that footage. So because I saw every stage, every step, what has gone on in our life, in my dad's life since 2012. It's incredible. Like, talk about a superstar that changed his life, got back on path. Not necessarily, he didn't reinvent himself. Like, he's always been Ric Flair, but just put himself out there again and started working again at 72. Like, I think he's a bigger star now than he's ever been. And he's been able to cross over. And it's amazing. And it's all because he's never apologized for who he is and stayed true to his flamboyant Nature Boy persona in that time.
And we love it. We eat it up. And, you know,
I'm glad you guys love it because.
Whew. Yeah. So Ryan, tell everyone the storyline with Charlotte and her dad right now.
Well, so right now, Charlotte is kind of having some beef with her dad.
Yeah.
Because her dad has aligned himself with Lacey Evans, who Charlotte doesn't care for. And this week, I have to tell you, Charlotte, I think we were all shocked to see that he has entrusted Lacey Evans with his robe collection.
Yeah. It's just one of, like, for me, it's more about, like, if the fans remember what it was like to see us on screen in 2015.
Yeah.
And then to see where, or see how much I've grown and how we play off of each other now, and just to enjoy the differences versus, like, exactly the storyline.
Right. Yeah. That's got to hurt, though. I mean, if my dad gave his robe collection to my nemesis, I would be so hurt.
Well, she can have the robe, but she'll never wear my crown.
So oh! That's okay. Touché.
I love it.
You can't teach class.
Charlotte Flair. Congrats on your engagement, too, by the way. I know it happened last year, but still so exciting.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been, I guess, difficult with COVID, like wanting to plan anything because he's from Mexico and wanting to get married in Mexico and have our families there. So
yeah,
eventually when travel becomes easier.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're excited to have you guys here at SoFi Stadium. I know it was going to happen this year, but obviously Tampa gets their redo this year. But we're looking forward to it. And really, the economic impact of WrestleMania is nothing to sneeze at. I think in New Orleans, you guys brought in $175 million
wow.
just for that weekend. So
wow.
We cannot wait. We're very happy that you've honored your commitment to our city.
Yes, so as we are too. We can't wait.
Yeah, well, she's the queen, Ryan.
That's right.
Before we let you go, can you give us one of those famous Flair woos?
Yeah. Woo! There it is. I hope my voice doesn't crack.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.